Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Tyrone. How may I assist you today?
Hi, Dale. I'm not a tech. I just have a question because I've just spent 30 minutes on hold with AM Installations, Inc. Apparently, who Best Buy third-partied out the dishwasher installation for us, too. And they just gave us the most bogus setup, and I have a question about the policy. A couple questions, actually, about the policy. But if you can't answer them, can you please transfer me to someone in customer service who will answer? Because I called two different times and sat on hold for 20 minutes both times, and no one picked up, but it says they're operating, so I don't know who to call.
Okay. And what were the questions that maybe I can be able to answer them?
Well, I work for the water company, so they came here and said that they can't install the dishwasher because the valve by the dishwasher is broken, which makes sense only if the inside main shutoff valve to the entire house doesn't work. They never checked if there was leaks coming out of that valve. All they did was crack the nut before I even turned the water off, and he said, oh, well, we can't change the dishwasher unless you guys pay for us to change the valve out. And my mom's been waiting for a new dishwasher for about a month, so she just said just change it. But that doesn't make sense, and that was an unnecessary charge, because why would you not be able to operate on the dishwasher if the main shutoff valve is turned off and they didn't check properly? They never went downstairs and turned the shutoff valve off themselves. I did because I work for the water company, but they said that it was leaking before they even turned the shutoff valve off. So that, like, I feel like my mother was scammed here. Like, that doesn't sound like policy. Why would you not be able to operate on something if your main valve works? I get if the shutoff valve by the dishwasher is broken and the main one's broken, but we have two 100% operating shutoff valves in the basement, which is standard in homes. I know how it works. And they argued with me and said, no, we can't do this. This is policy. So I just want to confirm that that's policy.
Okay, so I know if the shutoff valve they're connecting to in that area, if it's not working properly, as in if it's broke, then they're not able to install it to like a broke valve. But if you give me one moment, I can try to reach out to someone and see if someone opened. That way you can speak with them more diligently about it, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
One moment. Thank you. All right. Thank you so much for your patience, sir. I was trying to reach out to someone directly, but I didn't get a direct answer. So what I can do here, do you know the name that's on this? So I can pull up this order and I can type up what's going on so I can send this off to corporate so someone can give you a call back or a response within 24 hours.
Yeah. Would the order number work?
Let's see.
Or do you guys need the phone?
Provide me the phone number. It'll take a little time to load up. But that'll be best because the order number will be different in our system.
It's under my mom's name,
okay.
Misty Melvin, and the number is 630-999-4606.
All right, so we have 630-999-4606, excuse me.
Correct.
All right, give me one moment and wait for this to load up. To find up the order, and I'm going to go ahead and start typing what's going on, okay? One moment.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And what city is this located in? What state, sir?
Plainfield, Illinois.
Illinois, okay, great. One moment. And the police, they said it, and it needed to be replaced with a shutoff valve. Is that correct?
No, they said the main shutoff valve, the shutoff valve next to the dishwasher.
Okay.
They said they couldn't operate because it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
They said it's leaking, but they never turned the water off before checking if it was leaking. He just said that it's leaking before he shut the water off. Because
mm-hmm.
he said he turned the valve off and he said it's still dripping, but the inside shutoff valve wasn't off at all. So, like, you can still change it with the inside shutoff valve off because
mm-hmm.
ours both worked and operated. They never went in the basement and worked on them. The new issue, though, that we're now also having is that once they installed the new dishwasher, they said that it's no longer long enough to plug into the outlet. So we have to get our own extension cord
mm-hmm.
and plug that in, which is a potential fire hazard under the sink, just having a loose outlet like that. So I don't understand why they couldn't, you know, install that in a way where it wouldn't be a potential fire hazard.
Oh, right.
And then they said that they said the only way they'd be able to install the dishwasher is if they changed the valve right now or we had someone else do it. But again, that doesn't make sense because they never checked the main shutoff valve. They just said they can't operate on it, like
right.
the valve by the dishwasher.
All right.
Because we already accepted
uh-huh.
liability. Oh, sorry. I just don't understand because we accepted liability, if I'm not mistaken, with them being here and installing the dishwasher in the first place. So he told us, you know, which I worked for a water company, so I understand, like, you're up for a potential lawsuit if something leaks. But if we're accepting liability, I don't understand, like, why they were refusing to do it and made us pay for another valve. Like, if that's your guys' policy, it's your policy, but that doesn't really sound, you know, correct in terms of service work. Like, I don't think you should do that. If the main shutoff valve works,
okay,
like it just doesn't make sense. I also, my main issue is they just never turned, like they never operated the main shutoff valves themselves, or like even said, like, can you operate the valves? Like, do you accept liability? Like, if we do this, you have to turn. Like, they did none of that. None of
mm-hmm.
that happened at all, which is how these things usually go. Like, I worked for a water company, and if you guys don't ask people to accept liability, that doesn't make sense then. because he flat out refused to operate with a working, with two working main shutoff valves, because that's how you have a main shutoff valve installed, unless you have PVC and you don't want a secondary valve. Like, that's the only time that happens, and that's not what we got going on here. So I don't understand. Like, I'm just honestly confused.
Alrighty. I'm getting this all typed up for you, okay?
Yeah, and then the follow-up is, if that is the policy, why did no one tell my mom, like, she has to make sure the valve is operating before they get here? Like, none of that happened. So it's like, they showed up and it was like, we do it now or you have to wait again and, you know, pay for us to come out again, which, like, it just seems kind of real scammy. And, like, they don't actually know what the policy truly is. Because, like, I know how water works and it operates. Only reason there's pressure to that valve is because the main shutoff was still on before he turned the nut on it. So, mm-hmm. like, I just don't understand what they were really doing up there.
Okay, just to verify, I have all this information, but this last part you said that the water basically was still on, it wasn't off, and that's when the tech said it was leaking.
Yeah, he never
okay.
Never
went
and
shut
sure
it off.
The water was off.
Okay.
Yeah, he never made sure the main shutoff was off before he even operated on the upstairs valve. First of all, that's the biggest no-no in the universe, and that is how you get sued, which I didn't even complain about. To him. I just told him, like, why can't you operate on it? Because that valve's not working. Both of our main shutoffs work. And he said, that's company policy. I have to call our company and I'll get you to sign this form and you have to pay for us to install a new valve if you want us to do it today. So we already paid for him to install it, but I don't think we even needed to have them do that, and they just refused to do it unless they did that. So I don't know if they're making commission off of installing a valve or, like, what's going on here. But I know you don't need that valve there as long as the main shutoffs work. Because he was like, I asked him, I said, even if we drain the entire line of the house down with the main shutoffs off, you can't operate that valve? He said, no, because if it starts leaking, but that's not how water works. We'd know if it was leaking once we turned it on. And then at that point, we would confirm that, yeah, okay, we'll go ahead and pay for a new valve. That's not at all what happened. He just said it's leaking. Didn't even turn the water up downstairs. So
okay. Either
he doesn't know the policy and know how to do his job properly, or he's getting commission off putting a valve in and just lied so he can get commission, which I don't think is the case because it was $94.
Right.
But it just doesn't make sense that he couldn't operate because the valve by the dishwasher. Like, it just doesn't.
Yes, sir. Can you verify your mother's name? The order had loaded up. I didn't want to interrupt you while I was typing. So I can put her information on here so they can know what case this is?
Yeah, it's Misty Melvin, M-E-L-V-I-N. And then I have the Best Buy order number. And then I've got the order number for the valve that they just installed. So I don't know if you want.
Oh, I have all of the information. I just need her order to pop up, make sure this was the correct one, so I can add this additional information on here for you. All right, one moment. Let me finish typing this for you, okay?
Okay.
Yes, sir. So I do have this information sent off to corporate with all of you guys' information in regarding this situation right here, okay?
Okay, thank you. And my follow-up question is, what time should, like, be expecting? Should I tell her to expect a call?
Well, I wouldn't have a direct time frame. I know they'll get back with you most likely in the next 24 hours, maybe 48 hours, depending.
Okay. And then do you know what number? Like, is it 1-800, a 630? Like, what are we looking for?
It possibly could be a 1-800 number, so I'm not for sure. I don't have that information, a corporate number, like their number that I call from, like with their offices, because sometimes it'll come through the normal number. I know our number is a 1-800 number, so it's possibly another 1-800 number.
Okay. And then last question, because she just said that in the installation kit, you have to pay for, she said Best Buy is going to credit her for the installation kit they charged for, which is the reason we can't plug in the garbage disposal because the cord is too big, she said. Does she have to talk to them for the refund for that, or do I actually have to talk to you guys for that? Cause
you have to reach out to Best Buy regarding that.
Okay, I just want to make sure because I don't want her sitting on the phone for an hour because she didn't really understand how this works.
Right.
Yeah, but thank you a lot for your time. I really appreciate it.
No problem, sir. I do apologize for the issue, and you should be receiving some next 24 to 48 hours, okay? It should be a callback instead of email. It'll be a callback.
Okay, thank you very much. Have a good one.
You as well, and thank you so much for reaching out here at XPO. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.